nationally, and this is a business that's based in the Northwest, in Sligo. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's show, Susan. Now, can you explain to me, why is everybody talking about Legal RSS?
Hi, Claire. It's lovely to be here. And of course, in the sunny west of Ireland, we've had such lovely weather recently. Well, Legal RSS, RSS stands for Real Simple Syndication. And what it means is that we put a live feed on solicitors' websites live every day of legal news. So Legal RSS came about because I had a lot of knowledge about digital marketing and I had a lot of experience in the area of solicitors' marketing because I've been involved with the Law Society over the last 5-6 years in their CPD, their continuous professional development. So I spent a lot of time listening to solicitors saying, we would love to do social media, we would love to do LinkedIn, we would love to do articles on our website, but we actually don't know what to write and we don't have the time. So it can very often be a waste of fee earners' time to write articles for their website. But as you know now, everybody has a phone in their hand. All traffic comes from about 82% comes from a phone. So solicitors are not found when somebody Googles solicitor on the phone. They will not get new business. So this is about getting new business into your legal business. It's specifically for solicitors in Ireland. So as I say, it came about because of my knowledge, plus my experience of dealing with solicitors in digital marketing, and then the understanding of what they needed. So I have four journalists who write for the website every day. Legal journalists, all with a qualification in legal journalism, or retired solicitors, one of them is. And they write for the site. That content goes up on the site. And when I engage a solicitor, or when they engage me, we work with together to see what content they want. So they might want family law, they might want mediation, they might want property and conveyancing, they might want commercial litigation, whatever area of law they're interested in or their practice specialises in, or all of it. They can have all of it. It goes onto their web article news page every day. It is really cool. It can also be sent out through the software to their social media sites. So they just have to sign up. They pick which they want, and after that, they just put the code, the RSS feed, on their website, and that's it. The rest, as they say, just happens. It's truly fantastic.
You launched on the 1st of May. Are you surprised at how well it's taken off? Because, you know, you've been in all the national papers. Everyone's talking about it.
I am and I am, and, you know, as I said, an overnight success after 11 years. I've had quite a lot of involvement and engagement with solicitors. You know, I'm very fortunate. My husband is a solicitor, so, you know, we I shouldn't say we move in legal circles. We certainly don't, but we do know a lot of solicitors. And I have been involved with the CPD. That has been my biggest sort of breakthrough, I suppose, because that's where my idea came to create this niche, because solicitors really do have a need to market online. Like, if you went into, like, for instance, I was down in Ennis last year doing what we call a CPD session, a workshop, and there are 57 solicitors on the live register for the Law Society, and only 18 of them have websites. So, like, when you look at that, a lot of solicitors haven't even got websites. So how are they going to be found? Nobody under 40 is going to touch or trust or have integrity in any business if they haven't got a website that's found on your phone. It's just a fact.
And the funny thing as well is, Susan, I mean, it's all very well having a website, but it's to freshen it. And this is what you're doing. You're providing content for the website.
Well, one of the things that any search engine person, this SEO or any of the search engines like, is something new. Search engines have what are called spider bots, and they run all over the web. Now, they used to take 24 hours, but now it takes about 76 because there's so many websites. But if you don't have something new, spider bot won't stop. So he won't recognise your website. He won't look for something different. But if you have something new, even if you just change the font on the headline, it'll be something new and they'll stop. So then, of course, if you have keywords, and all our text comes keyworded and coded. That's all in the content. So when my journalists sign onto the site and upload, as in any text editing software, they do keywords and all that search engine stuff is already there.
And what's interesting about it is you're absolutely right that the solicitors don't need to have websites, because you think of all the younger people coming up, they get into a bother or they need a solicitor to buy their house. The first thing they're going to do is Google.
Well, the first thing they do is their phone. I have four children myself, and they rarely use their laptops or iPads. They use their phone. They don't use anything else. Now, for anybody over 40, we're not as phone-friendly. We prefer to have a laptop, and certainly at my stage, I like my laptop. But a phone, my children would only use a phone. I mean, ask a question coming home from school years ago, and the back of the car would answer before you'd even change gear. They'd have it on the phone. It's just a fact. So if you're a solicitor and you don't have a website that's viable and found on a phone, you're leaving business outside the door.
Okay, Susan, anyone who's interested in contacting you and finding out more about this, how do they get in touch?
Well, The website is legalrss.ie. I'm Susan Burke, spelt with an O as in the West of Ireland. And you'll find me, most definitely, because I'm all over social media.
So that's legalrss.ie, an absolutely great idea for a new business, only formed in the last couple of weeks, actually, and already making national headlines. Susan Burke from LegalRSS, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's show.
Up and running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.